From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The European Union takes another step to try to ease its migrant crisis. European Union Interior Ministers approved a controversial quota plan Tuesday to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote over the objection of several members is being presented to a Wednesday summit of EU leaders. Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. The UN Refugee Agency says the constant stream is so large the quota plan will not be able to stabilize the situation. Melissa Fleming is a UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
The relocation program cannot be effectively implemented without creating adequate reception facilities in the countries where the refugees and migrants enter Europe.
Meanwhile, Germany's intelligence chief is warning that radical Islamists could try to recruit refugees for terrorist attacks. In Burkina Faso, West African heads of state are expected to arrive in the capital, Ouagadougou, Wednesday to restore transitional President Michel Kafando, who, following last week's coup, Cadre Desire Ouedraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to dispatch tomorrow a high committee composed by head of state of six ECOWAS member states to go to Ouagadougou to reinstall President Michel Kafando in his capacity as president of a transition and to convey a solidarity message of ECOWAS to the Burkinabe people.
The presidential guard overthrew the transitional government last Wednesday, less than a month before elections were to be held. Coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré said the poll was going to be biased because supporters of former President Blaise Compaoré were barred from running. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. military experts believe Russian planes sent to a base in Syria are there for basic force protection, intended to protect Russian soldiers and assets on the ground.
Yes, they have increased aircraft, and there are certain kinds of aircraft there, which, depending on what the long-term decision is by Russia about its presence, could raise some questions. But for the moment, it is the judgment of our military and most experts that the level and type represents basically force protection, a level of protection for their deployment to an air base, given the fact that it is in an area of conflict.
But Mr. Kerry says it's not clear what Russia's long-term intentions are for boosting its military presence. Meanwhile, the UN envoy in Syria launched another effort Tuesday to open peace talks. On the eve of a visit Wednesday by Turkey's president, Turkey has dubbed Russia's rapid military buildup in Syria as dangerous. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has warned any military backing of the Bashar al-Assad government by Russia would hamper efforts to find a political solution. China's President Xi Jinping is calling for better ties with Washington to prevent what he said would be a disastrous conflict. The comments came during a policy speech Tuesday to business leaders in Seattle, Washington. First stop on a trip that will culminate later this week with the Chinese leader's first state visit to the White House. The U.S. says it's asked China direct questions about a Texas businesswoman arrested 6 months ago for alleged spying but got no answer. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday was asked about the case of Vietnamese-American Sandy Phan Gillis.
The U.S. consulate in Guangzhou has been providing consular assistance to her since her arrest on March 20th. We obviously are monitoring this case very closely. We've been to visit her 6 times since her arrest, and we've raised her case with Chinese government officials on multiple occasions.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Phan Gillis is suspected of endangering national security and that relevant Chinese authorities are pursuing the case under the law. In Nigeria, the death toll from bombings earlier this week in the Borno state capital Maiduguri and the village of Monguno has risen to at least 100. There was no claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram is suspected. Meanwhile, Cameroon's army says it killed at least 11 Boko Haram fighters in the northern town of Amchide early Tuesday. Pope Francis is in Washington following a 4-day visit to Cuba. Over the next days, the Pope will meet with President Obama at the White House, address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, and attend a World Family Conference in Philadelphia, and also the U.N. General Assembly session. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.